Scotty, let's look forward to next week for you. You still finished that number one position. You wanted to win the game, but mission accomplished in that department.
I mean, I guess so. I don't really care at the moment. I wish I would have finished off the round a little bit better, but played solid golf today. I just I didn't hold the pots.
Also, a career round went the other way for you. But next week, do you feel like you have some unfinished business in Atlanta?
Yeah, I mean, I'd obviously like to win the FedEx Cup, and I'm in a great position to do that. But, you know, like you said, typically after victory today, that was a fantastic round of golf. And it may feel like I lost it at the end, but I'm sure when I look back on it, you know, he really just beat me today. That's pretty much it. So typically after winning, it's a great round.
Well, you played great. I appreciate you taking some time. Best of luck next week.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Scotty, at what point did you realize that there was some crazy special round happening just in front of you?
I'm not really sure. I was just kind of trying to stay in my own little world. I know he was getting going. I didn't know what Victor started at, but I knew he was playing really well. And I was just trying to do my best to keep pushing forward. And I didn't birdie 15, and then missed a birdie putt on 16, and then bogeyed 17, which kind of, 17 obviously kind of took me out.
Do you just write this off as one of those days where somebody does something completely extraordinary?
I mean, it was a pretty amazing round of golf to win this tournament like that. I still don't understand how the scores were so low this week. I don't know. This place just seems pretty hard to me, but guys are just ripping it up. I mean, 61 is a pretty fantastic round, especially with Sunday pressure, and the way he finished was a really, really fantastic round.
Can you just walk through that chip on 15?
It was just a little bump and run. I landed at maybe a foot short of where I wanted to, and then the second bounce was the one that really got me. I thought I was going to one hop it onto the green, and the second one landed a bit short, and it just hit that point and it kind of stopped.
And, you know, I think because of your disposition, you know, you're not, like, overly expressive. Sometimes it's hard to tell kind of, like, what you're feeling in those moments, like, those succession of holes, like, if it's frustration or it's anger. Like, can you just kind of tell us a little bit about how you actually feel when it kind of goes awry like that late?
I don't really know how to say that. just out there trying to execute shots. That's really all I'm focused on. And, I feel like I did a pretty good job of that today. It was just, you know, the putts didn't fall at the end. I felt like I doubted myself a little bit on 16, and then 17, it was weird because I had a lot of those right to lefters today, and it seemed like I was just hitting them barely through the break. I mean, and then, you know, 16 was a putt where it just had a lot more turn than I thought, and then 17 was another one where I felt like I hit my line, and I look up, and it's just stayed on the right edge the whole time. So it's definitely frustrating, but, you know, I approached the shots the way I wanted to today, and, you know, I played some really solid golf. I just didn't hold the putts there at the end.
Scott, I mean, it was such a wild final hour. What are you feeling now?
I mean, I'm just a bit frustrated. I think that would be the way to describe it. I mean, Victor went out and really just beat me today and played a fantastic round. And so, I mean, I can hold my head high. Just, I did my best out there today and fought hard. It just, you know, ultimately came up a couple shots short.
When you said you felt that doubt, was it just on that specific swing, or was it a buildup of anything else? Like what?
No. I'm saying on the putt, I read about 3 inches of break, and I just didn't hit it at the speed that
gotcha.
I needed to.
Gotcha.
I felt like I started online. I just didn't have the speed.
Okay.
How do you? You got a big first round in about 4 days. How do you regroup, reset, refocus?
Get out of here. First of all, I'm going to take a shower. step one. No, I'll take some rest tomorrow, and then I'll be out at the course, you know, going through my normal routine on Tuesday, but I'll take all tomorrow off.
Is there an accumulation of when times that you've felt that you've played well enough and not won?
Say that again?
Is there any kind of accumulation of times that you feel that you've played well enough and not won?
I mean, yeah, I think that's something I've touched on a good amount this week is, I'm never satisfied with how my score is at the end of the day. I mean, Victor's probably pretty happy with a 61, but if you ask him, I'm sure he left one shot out there somewhere. You know what I mean? Perfection's unattainable in this game, and that's something I guess we're always striving for, but we always seem to fall up short.